Our guest today is Tracy Arnett. He makes millions of dollars doing credit repair, but he's doing it in a really fascinating way that's totally different than anyone else. And he's going to talk about fixing credit for the rich and famous, getting clients with exotic cars, and building partnerships with unusual types of affiliates that I've never heard of anyone doing before. So stick around, because this is going to be amazing. So the big question is this: how can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing, so we can help the most people and still become highly profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets. Welcome to the podcast, Tracy Arnett. Hey, Tracy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited you're here. And I know you're here in LA too. Welcome
yes.
to LA.
I love LA. LA is the best.
I love that you've got it on your hat. I need one of those. Now, can you tell everybody where it is that you're from?
Yes. Originally from Sacramento, California. I grew up in Elk Grove, it's like the suburbs of Sacramento. And then finally did this random move and moved all the way over here to LA.
Very, very cool. Now, but we just skipped over many years, didn't we? So let's go back. What was your life like when you were growing up and when you were young in Elk Grove?
Okay, so growing up in Elk Grove, we were a cowboy town. Before all the stuff that was built, you would see pretty much everybody wearing cowboy hats and boots, horses all around town. So growing up, we had a farm.
Wow.
So I spent a lot of time on the farm when I was younger. And that was very interesting, just from coming from the city life, then going into Elk Grove and then having a farm and, you know, cows and everything running around. I think we had just over 50, 60 acres. So it was very interesting, like just to play out there. So, and then in 95, when my grandma passed away, we got rid of all of that. And in 97, I moved to downtown Sacramento. So that was, a big awakening. Kids back then still like not bullying, but they were like, oh, you're the rich kid from Elk Grove. That's how people was, you know, generally approach me and say that. And I told them, no, we're not rich or anything. I'm just from Elk Grove. You know, my grandma bought her a house in the 70s in Elk Grove where there was nothing there. Now it's pretty ridiculous in Elk Grove. But living downtown was definitely one of the things I loved. I grew up skateboarding after that once I moved downtown. So I skateboarded from sixth grade all the way through high school. And then I decided to stop skateboarding and go to college.
And what'd you study in college?
Business.
And then what were you doing before credit repair as ever work?
Well, I started credit repair when I turned 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what happened was, since I was a car person, my parents told me, oh, okay, you could go buy a car when you turn 18. I said, okay, I could go get a brand new car. So when I went to the dealership, they told me that I had bad credit. I'm like, wait, there's no way I have bad credit. I just turned 18. And they're like, well, you have like over 20 items on your credit report. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see what I can do. I went home, got back on internet, and I ended up coming across Lexington Law.
But the things on your credit report, so this was identity theft?
Yes.
Someone had stolen your identity?
Yes.
Wow.
So all identity theft, all of it was when I was underage. So there's no way legally I could have signed for any of that. So when I contacted Lexington Law, I had them for about a month or two. I told them what the problem was. I said, look, I filed all my paperwork. I have my police report. I have everything showing I was underage at the time. They told me that they only do 2 to 3 items a month. and they will not call the companies to let them know what's going on. They're just going to send out a letter. I said, well, that's kind of weird. So I ended up counseling with them and doing it myself. And after 30 days, all those items were removed from my credit report.
Wow. So going from there and figuring out how to remove them all, which with the police report should have been really easy, right?
Yes.
How did you go from that to deciding to turn it into a business?
Well, after I did that, I told my brother that's older than me. He's 8.5 years older than me. I was like, hey, I got all this stuff off my credit. He said, oh, well, I wonder if you could do mine. I was like, well, let's try. Like, and so I told my three older brothers and my mom and my dad, I was like, let me do your credit. Let me see what I can do. And if it all works out, then perfect. I'm going to try to start a business. And that's kind of what happened, because I was working at Nordstrom at the time as well. So once all their credits started coming back, I was like, oh my God, you know, everything's coming off. And back then it was a lot easier than what it is now. So when you sent out something back then, it would just come off. It wasn't even more of a, we're fighting with the bureaus, we're fighting with the companies. It was just boom, came off, no problems. And then we kept on running with it. And then my brother was like, you know what? You might as well just start a whole company. And I still did it part-time. I didn't do it full-time because I was still unsure if people will really want the service. So I did it part-time from 2003 to roughly about 2006, 2007.
So you're doing it as like your side hustle?
Yes. And it was still good. I mean, I promoted on, back then it was MySpace.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So I did a lot of MySpace. Yeah, like I did a lot of that. My girlfriend at the time, she was doing coding and she was able to, you know, change people's pages on MySpace. So people would pay her for that. So then she was like, oh, we could do other stuff and show people I can make their whole page look like credit repair and all this stuff. So that's what we started doing. So when everybody came to my page on MySpace, I had a song that would play. Then I had something that I would be talking about credit. And it all kind of worked out. It was actually pretty good. Everybody loved it. And I did that for a lot of years. I mean, I joined Facebook in 2008, 2009, but I didn't really post anything on Facebook about it. I might have posted more on Craigslist, and it was more word of mouth, really.
Wow. So you got the first few clients, however, haphazard MySpace or Craigslist, but then they started telling their friends and referring other people.
Yes.
So it was all really organic how it started.
Yes.
And you were doing this all without software, right?
Yep. It's funny. I still have the letters. I have roughly about 200, 300 letters that I got back in 2003. Wow. I still have them on a flash drive right now. And those were some really good letters.
I'll bet. And what was it like when you were starting to handle more and more clients without any software?
Without software, I don't know how I made it that far without software. And it's kind of like when I found you guys, you guys were out a week. I was at the end of my typing letters by hand, like, or writing them by hand. I was just over it. I was like, I know there's something out there that can help me. And when I came across you guys, I was like, oh my God, this is so perfect. This is exactly what I needed. Because as you start to get a lot more people, and I was keeping hard files. So I had several file cabinets and, you know, I have to go in there, pull out the file, find the name, you know, that was a lot of work. Now, you know, I could just go type their name in, find them, pull up everything I've sent out. Everything is saved. I don't have to worry about anything and I don't have to carry a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
That was one of the biggest things that helped me during that time as well.
Must have been crazy. I can't imagine. It was like in Excel and maybe a little Microsoft Word and here and there and piles of paper and reports. Yes.
Yeah, that was a lot of, I mean, back then, you were still able to fax to all three bureaus. So printing out all the letters, sending them all out, faxing them over. I was never, like a lot of people love to mail. I was never the person that would mail. I figured I had a fax at home. I could just send the fax easy that way, and it always worked out. I never had a problem faxing. Now you can only really fax to Equifax. Somebody has a number for Experian, but I don't really know if it really works. So, you know, now it's back to where I'm actually mailing to TransUnion and Experian a lot, and I'm still faxing to Equifax. And I mean, it still works out, but back then it was just so much better.
Sure, sure. But so cool that you were able to stop doing all that manual work and start to systemize everything.
Yes.
And that which would free up a lot of time. You'd be able to handle more clients. And now you're making millions. Now, I see a lot of that, a lot of the revenue goes into your amazing car collection. Each time I see you, you have more amazing cars. You're more into cars than anyone I've ever seen. How long have you been getting all these cars, and what's your most prized car? Tell us about them.
I've been doing cars since before I could even drive. That was pretty bad. It's a long, kind of short story, but one of my friends, his dad, we were about 12 years old, and his dad was like, "Here's a car, guys." And we're like, "Wait, what?"
Wow.
So it was a stick shift, and we just drove around in Sacramento, like 12 years old. Just, you know, like I wasn't the first to start driving, but, you know, I definitely rode in the car, and we just drove around like did some kids skateboarding. And surprisingly, we never been harassed, never been stopped. We never broke any of the laws besides we're 12 years old driving. But so that fascinated me. But when I was little, me and my mom used to play a game on the freeway naming which car is passing us. So from a little kid, I always knew what type of car it was from just barely glancing at it. I could tell you what it is, what model it is, everything. So cars is what I grew up with. That's always something that will be with me. And as I started with credit, when you're driving in a nice car, people want to know what you do. So I got a lot more business that way because I always had something that was unique. It didn't have to be the best and the most expensive car. It just had to be something different. And I definitely got a lot of business from that. And now with the exotic cars I have, it's one of the things, especially out here in LA, is so much different because a lot of my neighbors have these type of cars. So I kind of blend in compared to living in Sacramento where I stood out like no other. But that was one of the reasons I moved to LA too, was the car culture out here is really big. And I wanted to be a part of that. And then at the same time, I knew I would meet a lot of people that would ask me what I do. So in all of my cars, I keep a stack of business cards. And every time I go out in one of them, I end up getting all of them out.
Wow. Amazing. What's your most prized car in your collection now?
Still the car that I love the most is my McLaren. I just took that out last night and we just went around town hanging out. But that's still one of, I think, my favorite car so far out of all the cars I've had.
It's an awesome car. I remember when you brought it here, you had a crowd around you. When you brought it to the expo, you had a crowd around you. It's amazing.
Yeah, that car, and it's bright green. You just can't go wrong with a bright green car. So
yeah. Wow. Super, super cool. And amazing that it gets you clients. That's really amazing. So it's actually a write-off.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. I mean, I got 2 or 3 new clients last night just being out. So
wow.
It's, and I always tell people in the LA life, you know, LA, they want this, you know, they want the nice cars, they want the nice houses. So anybody doing credit in LA is definitely, you know, you shouldn't have a problem getting any clients whatsoever. And the amount of people that are out here is just ridiculous. So you only need a 1,000 and you'll be good. So, I mean, I love LA.
Very, very cool. Me too. Now, what I love about you is other than the cars, you're not a flashy guy. You're not an out there kind of guy. I don't see you all over social media. Are you?
No, I rarely ever post on social media.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I don't. I mean, I'm pretty busy. So to get the time to actually sit, make a post and respond to comments, I mean, that's a lot of work.
Absolutely.
I know people send me messages all the time, but you know, I don't always get back to them. It's nothing personal. It's just more, I never even have time to just read every message. I mean, I still am a family person. So I still pick my kids up from school every day, drop them off to school every day. You know, when they come home, we do their homework, we do everything. And then, you know, since we moved to LA and the weather's always great, we swim every day. So
cool.
After a certain time, I'm not working anymore. I just, you know, I have the freedom to do that and then pick up where I left off the next morning.
Sure. What I was getting at is that a lot of the people we talk to, social media is their whole thing. They're out there. They say you got to post 3 times a day. You got to do this kind of post, that kind of post. And that's how they're getting all their business. And what I love about you is you're not having to do any of that. And yet your business is doing so amazing. So I'd love to be able to break down more of what you're doing so people can learn what's working for you.
Oh, yeah. So, I understand how, you know, in the car culture, people that deal with cars, they post 3 times a day. If you're in California, they post around, I want to say 6 in the morning. So it's 9 a.m. over there in New York or 3 hours ahead of us. So they knew exactly how to do all the posting. For me, that just didn't work for me. And I just figured the old way was always the right way for me. So I like to interact with people in person. I just figured social media. I mean, I know a lot of people use social media it's a great platform. Sure. I have a friend that's getting into credit because everybody always wants to get into credit. And, you know, she has 1 million followers on Instagram. So I told her, hey, just make one post. And we did this as an example, maybe 2 or 3 days ago. She made a post about credit. And I had her standing in front of a really nice car that, you know, we ended up getting for her. And it generated over 1,000+ DMs within the first 10 minutes of that video going up.
Wow.
That's really cool. And she was like, I'm so overwhelmed right now with the amount of people that want to talk about credit or sign up. And I don't even have a company yet. I was just telling them that you should get your credit fixed. You know, I got my credit fixed and I can help you with this. Please DM me. And I told her, when you told everybody to DM you, that got out of control. And so we're going to work on a few things. But yeah, I mean, social media is good. I'm more of a word of mouth. So sure. Most of my clients that come to me have been referred by somebody else. So I always say my results speak for itself. And that's why we still stay so busy. And with the outsourcing as well, I mean, I like doing work. So that's one of the big things. I don't even need to really go get clients. I have enough just doing the outsourcing for a lot of the other companies that, you know, still make us pretty busy.
Definitely. And I want to touch on that a little bit, but I want to get back to, you are doing some other things, I know, to get clients. Like you're building relationships with mortgage people, am I right?
Yes. So I also have a house in Hawaii. So we have mortgage companies from Hawaii. We visit Vegas a lot. So we deal with a lot of mortgage from Vegas. My cousin's a real estate. He has a real estate company in Dallas. So we get a lot of mortgage inquiries from there as well. So, I mean, my affiliates, I think I have over 100+ affiliates that send us business as well. Even if it's only 2 to 3 people, that's still, you know, a lot of people because I have a lot of affiliates. So, I mean, I do branch out. I branch out to dealerships when that client or their person that comes in that can't get that car. I'd be like, look, you know, I can help them get the credit back. You know, you could refer them over to us. And then once we're done, we'll send them back to you so they can buy the car. So we deal with a lot of dealerships And we definitely deal. I also deal with doctors.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know if a lot of people do that, but I deal with a lot of plastic surgeons just because there's most people would know Care Credit is one of the number one credit cards to do to get surgery, do anything to change your body looks. So I go to a lot of the doctor's offices and give my business cards and talk to them and tell them about, you know, somebody wants to come in and story. I had a person call me and she told me that her implant busted. She had over 70 collection accounts on her credit report. So of course, when she tried to apply for anything, she got denied and she was in dire need to get the surgery. And I'm not sure exactly what happened, if she got it or not, but those are one of the people like we try to get, like somebody like that, we try to get it done quickly. And then, you know, they could go back to the doctor and get the surgery they need or whatever, you know, they desire, really. I mean, wow. So I also work with dentists. Dentists is another one. I did $40,000 worth of my top teeth. I pulled them all out and put all implants in.
Wow.
So I'm one of their, I guess, spokespersons for that because I've been through it and I wanted to finance it, but I ended up paying cash for it. But it was one of the things where most people, once they get the credit fixed, they can finance anything you want. You can finance your dreams.
Sure, absolutely. But I am finding this really fascinating. I've never heard about anybody with a credit repair business going to doctors or dentists, but it makes perfect sense. That's really, really clever. What's super cool is now in the beginning, when you were doing everything yourself, there was no time to go out and build these relationships. How did you go from being a one-man band to having a team? How did that start? What was that like?
So I knew after you got your first 30, 40 people that you can't do this by yourself. And I started bringing on family, friends, like, hey, everybody, you know, I need some help. It's getting crazy. And so I think right after I got you guys is when I went full force and just started hiring a lot of people. And because I knew that the more I get, it's just going to be harder and harder. And that was one of the, I think, the biggest things that helped. So having the software gave me more time to do meet people and do other things where I don't have to worry about doing some paperwork and all that other stuff. It, you know, when the software does it for you, I can print out a letter in 30 seconds. I mean, I have it down to a science. Click it all. I already know what letter I'm getting and then print it all out. I'm done real quickly.
Wow. Now, are your team members also doing the processing in the software?
Yes.
They are. And you have salespeople. How big a team do you have and what are the different roles?
So if we count now, we're close to 30 people.
That wow. help.
How we work is we want everybody to kind of know how to do everything. So we train everybody on how to do processing, sales. So we have some people, you know, they're not good on the phone. So their only job is to process. And that's okay. I mean, but we still want everybody to know how to answer the phone, how to answer the questions when they call. I mean, of course, we don't get as many calls coming in for like updates when they have the portal. So we're like, hey, you know, we'll update the portal. We always tell them, you know, check the portal every 25 days or so. You know, there might be something in there that's updated. And that definitely cuts down on the phone calls as well. Because this having the portal, God, I want to say phone calls went down 85%, 90%.
Wow.
You know, there might be like some that are not good with computers. So those are the ones that call the older clients. But everybody else, they're pretty good. They can log in and see what's going on.
Yeah, they don't have to keep calling to say, what's happened? What are you doing? What's changed?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the rares that do have my cell phone number, and I get that text at like, really, I got a text at 3:30 this morning. Hey, what's going on with my credit? I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I still get those from time to time, but usually it's not as bad as before I had software. Like before I had software, I had to answer calls just to see what was going on with credit over doing anything else. That took more than half my day too. So amazing. Between processing and then answering questions of what's going on with my credit, that was just a nightmare.
About the team, a lot of people think they can do it all themselves. And in fact, I was that way for many years. How has building your team changed your life?
Well, now that I have a team, I mean, I still watch to see what's going on day to day. But, you know, there's certain days where I can just do whatever. You know, like when you have a team that has your back, that can, you know, that takes care of everything, unless there are actually people calling for me to ask me some questions personally. Usually I could just, you know, I have so much freedom now. I think that's really the biggest thing is freedom.
I've seen in some of your posts about freedom you have to travel now. You're posting all these pictures from Paris.
Yep. I did Paris for Christmas, London for New Year. And it was definitely fun. I mean, we had a lot of fun, even though Paris was very cold, still had a lot of interesting.
Yeah, super cool.
I love crepes. So things that cool. I love going to Paris for.
Very, very cool. Now, we met all of your team when we came there to shoot your video with your award. We love Jamal Littleton. What is his role?
Jamal runs the whole company.
Wow.
Yeah. So he sees everything. He makes sure everybody, all the work is done right. You know, when paperwork is ready to get processed and sent out, he'll go through each one of them to make sure everything looks correct, that there's no mistakes on it, and that we, you know, is ready to be mailed out. He will handle a lot of the appointments.
Yeah.
Just because it's either, when people schedule appointments with us, it's either credit team or Jamal. That's really it. Like, and so, and it's funny, like when people book appointments, you know, they book Jamal a lot. They'd be like, yeah, I tell him all the time now, like people call for you so much. He'd be like, yeah. And so, you know, but he definitely runs everything. Like
all the operations, really.
Yeah.
He's like your Keenan.
Yes, exactly. Like my Keenan.
That's super cool. Okay. With your team doing a lot of the credit repair work, how do you maximize client success? Is it tough? I mean, teaching them the credit repair and all that?
I teach them the old school way mm-hmm. a little bit. So it's all about results. And we make sure that we can get mostly everything off the credit. Like the one thing I would say, like a lot of people have an issue with, but student loans is one of the biggest things in credit repair that suck.
Yeah.
So, but we, you know, we figured it out. And so we make sure that we're at least getting some really good results. I mean, our goal is just to make sure that each client is better than when they came in. You know, wow. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, there's some stuff that is a little bit difficult, but we make sure that we get 90% of that stuff off.
Yeah, I know you must be getting amazing results to have that many client referrals. You're doing everything right, I'm certain. Tell us about one of your success stories. Are there any clients that come to mind?
Yeah, I definitely have a lot. I mean, I won't mention their names because they're kind of, you know, I like some famous people.
Oh, wow.
And there definitely was some that were from LA on TV and everything. And one of them, they needed to refinance their house. But the problem was they had so many late payments between all the high-end cars they had and having, you know, when you're that famous and you have an assistant and you expect your assistant to make all the payments on the bills and you let all that stuff go and you're not even worried about it. And then when it comes time to you need your credit for something and you can't really use it, then it's a problem. So, but one of them, you know, this person, you know, we were able to get pretty much all of those late payments off and everything fixed where she was able to refinance because her monthly payment on her house was over $75,000 a month.
$75,000?
Yes. So Wow. Perspective, you know, yeah. You go imagine $9+ million house. And she wanted to refinance, and she got it down. The last I checked was just over $60,000 a month.
Wow. That's amazing. You're now changing the lives of the rich and famous.
Yes. Yes. From being in LA, I would say I have met so many just randomly because, I mean, even if I was a fan, I'm just coming as a regular person and we're just having a conversation. And usually most of the famous people always want to talk about a car that I've met out here in LA. So because I drive something different every day, it gets me to meet a lot of these people. And of course, where I live in my area, there's a lot of famous people as well. It's pretty interesting, really. I mean, I would say that.
That is really, really cool. Okay. So now that you have this big and amazing team, I know that we touched on it for a moment earlier about the outsourcing. For people who don't know what that is, you're doing the back end work for other credit repair businesses as well. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. So we are your back end office. We have one company that we did everything for. We answered their phone calls. We billed all the clients. Then we did all the processing. That one was very unique. But, you know, usually we tell everybody, you know, we'll just be your back end office for processing. You know, we'll update, you know, all the files. We'll send out everything. You know, we keep everything on Excel and spreadsheets. So you see in real time what's going on, what was processed, what was sent out, what was deleted. So we build out a lot of stuff so that the client understands what's going on. There's no confusion, you know, so they don't have to call us and say, hey, did this go out? Yes. You see it on spreadsheet in real time.
Wow. So if someone is good at getting the clients in, but not on, they don't, maybe don't have a team to handle out all the outsourcing, that'd be super convenient. They just have to concentrate on getting the clients.
Yep. So they could focus on marketing and getting the clients while we process.
Now, how many clients total are you handling on a monthly basis? It must be a tremendous amount handling the clients of all these other businesses.
Okay. Yeah. So roughly about 10,000 clients a month we're handling.
10,000 clients.
Yeah. So we have a lot of credit repair companies that we do work for. And, you know, each just between us and ourselves and all the other companies, yeah, we're managing a lot, but, you know, we can handle it.
Yeah, you can handle it because you've got the team and you've systemized everything.
Yes.
I can't believe this was your first business that you ever started.
Yeah, I've started other businesses after the fact.
Okay.
I used to have a skateboard company. I had a whole skateboard shop. I closed that. And of course, we still have our gym in Sacramento. And we also have our dealership.
Wow. But the credit repair really started it all.
Yes. Credit repair is what I always tell everybody. Credit repair is what pays for everything else.
Wow.
And it's what made me start everything else.
Unbelievable. Okay. Now we're going to go into the rapid fire round of questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
These are going to come at you pretty fast.
All right.
Okay. Tracy, if you could go back in time, what do you know now that you wish you had known when you first started?
I would tell myself, keep your credit good.
What is the most important lesson you've learned as a business owner?
I would say customer service is number one.
Mm.
I mean, you don't have to be perfect, but as long as you have some pretty good customer service, you'll be all right.
Yeah. Customer service is everything. Yeah. Is there a book that's changed your life?
Not off the top of my head. I've read a lot of everybody's books. I have some on, behind me on my shelves right here. I love them all. And everybody's perspective on credit is definitely different. But I love all the different ways of credit.
Yeah, there's so many different ways. Okay. The most successful people tend to have a morning routine. Do you have a morning routine?
Yes. So every day I wake up between 4 to 5. And the first thing I do is I check a lot of people's credit. I'll try to check on between 100 and 200 files before it's time to wake my kids up and take them to school. So that's one of the things I do. I also call the credit bureaus as well. on a couple files that, you know, are lingering around. So every day, no matter what, I'm always looking at credit and I'm always calling the credit bureaus.
Cool. What's your advice to anyone just starting out with a credit repair business?
I would say definitely, because I just had this conversation right before I was talking to you guys. Mm-hmm. Somehow somebody came across the cloud website and they wanted to call me about it, but they weren't like, I get those phone calls all the time, but this one, I knew him. I told him that he should get into credit. So he called me and he said, hey, I saw you on the website. I was like, oh man. Okay. So he's like, I want to start doing credit. I have roughly about 20 to 30 people that want to sign up right now, but I don't know what I'm doing. And I told him, the first thing is don't go and take everybody because it's going to be a headache. And you need to take it slow until you really understand what you're doing. Because if you go and take on all these people and then send out some random stuff, it's actually going to hurt them and not help them. And then they're left with, you kind of made it worse than better. And so I've seen that a lot because somebody sent out the wrong type of letter or they admitted to something they shouldn't have admitted to. So there's all kind of scenarios in there. And all most people seeing is the dollar signs. And I always tell everybody, the money will come. You don't ever have to worry about the money. It's more of you learning how to do it what will help you more than anything else. Because people will throw money at you all day, like, oh yeah, you know, I want to get it started right now. And especially right now, it's tax season. So everybody's trying to pay in full because they got their tax money. They don't want no payments. And it all sounds good. But if you take on all these people and you don't know what you're doing, and then we see you posting about, hey, I don't know what I'm doing here. What should I do? Like, you know, it's going to be difficult. And then that's where you're going to get more stressed out. And then, you know, I've seen this too, where people just gave up on doing credit repair because it was too much for them. And sure. Even though they took on all these people, they, you know, these people paid or whatever it is, and then they just ended up closing the doors because they couldn't handle it.
Wow. So, yeah, you gotta learn your craft.
Yes. You know, you just can't just hop into it thinking, oh yeah, you know, I did my own credit real quick and I could take on all these people. Now, no. I've seen so many people fail, it's ridiculous.
Now, the most important question of all. Credit Repair Expo is going to be in Dallas in May. It's going to be the biggest event in credit repair with over 1,000 credit heroes there. Are you going to come?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You haven't missed one yet.
No. And I have a lot of family in Dallas, so it's like a win-win situation.
Awesome. Okay, well, before we wind up here, how can people learn more about your outsourcing and how to reach you for that?
So they can always go to our website, schedule an appointment. Also, at the top of our website, we have our email info@firstcapitalinquiryremoval.com where you can send us a message and we'll usually get back to you as soon as possible. And you just tell us what your goals are in wanting outsourcing, because I've had people contact us where they only have one or two clients. And I'm like, I'd rather help you work on those clients than me outsource it for you, because I want you to still understand how to process. I don't want you just to throw everything over to us and you don't like say, like, we just end up, we want to retire and you don't know how to do it. And then you're just stuck, you know, looking kind of confused. So we don't want that. We want you to understand how to process as well and then come over to us because you have way too many clients and you want to more focus on marketing and getting more clients.
Awesome. And what's that web address again?
So it's firstcapitalinquiryremoval.com.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time, Tracy. You're so awesome, inspiring. I can't wait to see you at the expo. Actually, since you're in town now, I hope to see you in person.
Oh, yeah. Me and Jamal will definitely swing by.
Awesome.
You know, awesome. We have a trip in a couple of days, but definitely when we get back, we'll definitely swing by.
Can't wait. Well, thank you again so much for your time and have a great day. And you guys out there listening, if you're enjoying what you're seeing here on the podcast, Be sure to click down below to subscribe so you don't miss anything. And thank you again for being here, Tracy.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Have a great day, you guys, and keep changing lives.
Want a fast track to creating an amazing business that helps people, changes lives, and makes you a great living in the process? Then I'd like to invite you to my free online training at creditrepaircloud.com/free training. In this free training, you will learn how to get clients willing to pay you even if you're just starting out, how to get easy credit repair results without being an expert, and how to get all the clients you'll ever need without paying for advertising. Again, this training is absolutely free. Just visit creditrepaircloud.com/free training.